Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody out there in the world. We thank and praise God for you all listening in again to another segment of the Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Radio. Amen. And we'd like to let you know that we care about your soul and we love you. And we want to let you know that God loves you. Amen. And wants to see you saved. Not his will that any should perish, but all come into repentance. Have you repented of your sin? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Have you been filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues? Amen. Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you put your faith, trust, and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ? Because he is Lord. Amen. One thing about it, watch what the words say. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things beneath the earth. Everything gonna bow. Amen. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And you can't get by it. Amen. Everybody going to have to come and bow and say Jesus. Buddha have to come. Confucius have to come. Everybody going to have to bow, amen, to Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he is the one that gave the blood sacrifice for us. Amen. The supreme sacrifice for us. And I'm letting you know that you must come to Christ Jesus. And if you haven't been saved, you need to get saved, praise God. Time is winding up. Jesus is going to come soon, praise God. And he's going to find out, is there any faith found here on earth, praise the Lord. And we're letting you know that you need to come and let Jesus Christ bless your soul. Amen. You must hear the word of God, believe the word of God, and obey the word of God, praise God. And then it tells you you must repent of your sin and be baptized, every one of them, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, by the removal of sins. Amen. So I want you to know it's the truth, praise God. Don't let nobody fool you, and don't you be nobody fool. So I'm letting you know that right now, amen, because God loves you, and he cares about you, and he sent us, the preachers, to tell you, praise God, and let you know today. Amen, that we love you. Amen. And some things I might say, it may maybe seeming kind of hard, and you may get angry at me, but you'll find out it's the truth. I thank and praise God. Amen. Give an honor to our overseer, Apostle C.A. Coward, our presiding bishop, Amen, Alec J. McLeod, praise God, and also Bishop Jonathan Brookshaw. Praise God, give an honor to him, give an honor to our my bishop in this district, Adrian M. Shaw, amen, a wonderful man, praise God, and give honor to our district elder, amen, praise the Lord, Elder Ray Johnson, praise God, give honor to all those great brothers and all the other brothers that is in the Church of God, the Bible Way, and up. All those apostolic ministries preaching and standing doctrine. Friend, I'm letting you know today, amen, I got a greater hope, praise God. Amen, a greater hope. Amen, a great hope. I got a hope that Jesus, amen, when he come back, amen, that I want to go with him. Amen, I want to be an overcomer just like Jesus was. And I hope you have that same hope, praise God. Amen. We'll talk about that today, praise God. Look at this, what it says here in the scripture. Amen. In Titus, praise God. And look at the verse 13. And it says, looking for that blessed hope. Amen. Isn't that something? Looking for a blessed hope. All right. And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people don't believe that Jesus is God. But Jesus is God in flesh. That's what he is. And when he was on the earth walking in that fleshly body, he was the Son of God. But he is God Almighty that created the heavens and earth. We read St. John 1 and read St. John 14. Amen. So we see here that he is God. Amen. And so you got to put your hope in God. But Jesus is God. Now, why did Jesus come in a fleshly body? Amen. How come God came in him, was in him, reconciling the world into himself? How come that? Amen. Because he came. You know, God is a spirit. And you know, most people are scared of spirits and ghosts, right? Amen. Amen. But you know, he came in a body, which is called Jesus, which is called the Son of God, all right? And he died on that cross, amen? He was pierced in his side, amen? Blood was coming everywhere. So that supreme blood, that supreme sacrifice, amen? See, God never required, really, a human sacrifice. Even with Abraham, amen, with the bush, it was a ram tied in the bush when he carried his son up, all right? But here it is, amen. You got to look at it, you know, bullocks and all those things, you know, pigeon doves and, you know, lambs and calves and all that stuff. Amen. It was just a figure of what's going to come. But Jesus, he died on the cross for us. Amen. He was God in the flesh. And when he died on that cross, when he was put on that cross, he took on the sins of the world. And the purpose he came, amen, another purpose that he came is a bare name, amen, a saving name. So God had a saving name, and that name is Jesus Christ, amen. That name is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen. So we see here you have to believe in Yeshua, or Jesus, being Grecianized, that Grecianized word of name of Jesus. I mean, you have to believe in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in order to be saved. Amen. It's the blood, amen, that took away sin. His blood take away sin. Amen. The life of the body is in the blood, friend. Don't let nobody fool you. All right? If you bleed out, you're dead. That's it. You bleed out, amen, your spirit going to come out of there. Amen. I'm telling you, if you bleed out right now, cut you on your jugular, wherever your artery's at, you bleed out. It's over with, brother. You know. Think about it. You see, you got to have somebody need you to stop, put pressure on to keep you from bleeding out. But I'm letting you know today, friend, that's my hope, Jesus Christ. My hope is in Christ, amen, who shed his precious blood for me on Calvary. He was whipped. He was beat. He was spit on. God took a lower standard for us. Isn't that something? Amen. The mighty God, amen, that's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful how God became a man and was given for me. And you and everybody else, amen. And St. John 14, he said, the question was asked, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. It suffices us. All right? And he said, haven't I so long time been with you, Philip, and you have not known me? How many people out there don't know that Jesus was God in flesh? Amen. How many people don't know that that was the mighty God, the everlasting Father, amen, was in Jesus Christ, in that body? Amen. It was God looking out that body. It was God doing the work, praise God. Amen. So we see Jesus told the lady in the world that he was the Messiah. The Messiah is here. She was talking to the Messiah. So we see here that Jesus was God in flesh. And my hope, praise God, one day when I leave this body, I want to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I want to be with him. Amen. I want to live with him. Amen. I want to have supper with him. I want to have breakfast with him. Amen. Amen. I want to see Jesus, amen, as he is, and I want to believe, because he's my hope. Amen. That's our hope, praise God. So we see here today that, you know, that's the Christian hope, that we want to see Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see here today that scripture, Titus, in Titus 1:13, it shows a lot. So it says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and on Jesus Christ. Amen. See, Jesus was God in flesh, and he is God. Amen. But one day he's going to come back. Amen. You know, he's going to come back. And when he gets the church out of here, praise God, I want to be among that number. I hope you can be among that number also. Amen. Because, you know, he could save your soul, praise God. Amen. He can give you power. And then, you know, many people got problems, praise God. But, you know, see, all this other stuff is vanity. I mean, a lot of people hoping for a lot of other things. A lot of people hoping for a great car. There's nothing wrong for hoping for it, but you got to work for it. Amen. Unless somebody give it to you. Amen. But we see here today, you know, you might want a great home. You hope for a great home. All right. That's fine enough. Amen. It's good to have a nice home, praise God. Amen. You might want to, you know, have a great marriage, you know. You might hoping for that, you know. You know, you got those are hopes. Those are dreams and hopes that you had want. Amen. But there's a greater hope, praise God. Amen. That hope that is in Christ Jesus, in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, praise God. So we see here that same Jehovah was in Christ reconciling to himself. The same Yahweh was in Christ reconciling within himself. It was God in Jesus reconciling the world into himself. I remember years ago, when I first got in the church, people had me confused. the guy said, you got the faith for God, the God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. I said, what? I said, until I read the scripture where the Bible said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And guess what? Let me tell you something. You know, and that cleared up a whole lot of things. Amen. He is one Lord. Amen. One Lord. There is no other God. Amen. Every knee shall bow, friend. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. It was God in Jesus reconciling the world into himself. It was God in that body, praise God. And my hope is one day to be with him and to just praise him and thank him for saving me from the wretch I was, praise God. So I want to let people know that you could be delivered right now through Jesus Christ and his holy, that Holy Spirit that comes into you. So people get confused concerning Trinity. Amen. The Trinity is not, the word Trinity is not even in the Bible. Amen. That's something the Roman Catholic came up through one of their priests way back in the days. Amen. And he came up with this thing, the Trinity. All right. And then before he died, he recanted on it. Amen. Tertullian. And this guy, this Roman priest, amen, he came up with that. And it caused confusion to go throughout the whole church. Why? Because of the fact that people don't understand that Jesus was that same God that was in, that spoke to Moses, praise God. Jesus said, before Moses, before Abraham, I am. Think about it. Amen. So Jesus was he. And then Jesus said, if you don't believe that I'm he, you're going to die in your sins. And you don't want to do that, friend. Amen. Jesus says that, amen. You know, he said, I am the door, I am the shepherd, amen. You know, he says those things. He said, I am the way, amen. You got to come through Jesus, amen, in order to get to God. In other words, because God was in him reconciling the world into himself. I'm letting you know, I have a greater hope, friend. Amen. I got a greater hope, amen, that God will one day, when he take me from this earth, amen, I want to be with him. and to live among them forevermore. Amen. Praise God. You know, so I let people see. And another thing about hope, amen, just like faith. Amen. When you got faith, praise God, we see that when you got faith, amen, you should develop some hope. Amen. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're hoping. Amen. So not only that, you know, when you're hoping for something, you work for something. Amen. Some people hope and say, I want a college degree, but you got to work for a college degree. Amen. Some people say they want a great home. You got to work for those things, praise God. Amen. A lot of those things are not free. Nothing's going to come free to you and easy. And you got to realize you got to be determined. Amen. You got to be consistent and persistent. Amen. You can't be playing around. And that's the same thing with the ministry, praise God. You know, I pray for more power, more faith, more strength, even in the ministry, praise God. Amen. That you could go and do things and tell people. I try to make it not one day past me without telling somebody about Jesus or either inviting them to church. And I want to say this to you today. Amen. God didn't save us to sit down here in the pews and just to sing songs and so forth. You know, and just to shout. He wants to go out there and tell other people about it. That's why the scripture said, confessing your, you know, if thou confess in your heart the Lord Jesus, amen. You know, and see, you got and believe in your heart. You got to confess the Lord Jesus to other people. You got to believe to him, in him. Amen. And you got to continue on. See, that scripture was written to the Roman church. Not to any man, all right? A lot of people, all the churches around try to use that. I say, well, hey, you know, who was that letter to? That was to the Roman church. Amen. So Paul writes the letter to the Roman church. So we have, amen, the church is commanded to go teach and to go preach. Amen. So that's what we have to do. Amen. And but when you receive power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you receive the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, and you can go out there and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. And don't be ashamed, for that gives you power. Hallelujah. Power to love your wife. Power to love your neighbors. Power to love your children. Power to, you know, to live right. Power to go on. You need power, praise God. That power to let you go on. You need power and strength, praise God. When you got the Holy Ghost, praise God, you want to tell somebody about it, and it is up in your soul that you need to witness to somebody and confess Jesus Christ to somebody, to testify to Jesus about Jesus Christ to somebody. Amen. Jesus said, "You shall receive power." After that, the Holy Ghost come upon you. Amen. Come on now. You be witnessing to him. And that's what we have to do, church. Amen. You could say the real church. You don't sit down there in that church and just clap your hands or wave your hands. Go tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Doing the work, that's power. Amen. That's power, praise God. When you start doing the work of Jesus, when you start testifying and confessing people to Jesus before man, and telling them what the goodness that Jesus done for you, amen, you will have, it shows you that you have that greater hope in you, amen. Praise God. That power. You pray that God give you that Holy Ghost fire, that Holy Ghost power, the evidence of speaking in other tongues. You pray to God feel you, just like they did on the day of Pentecost, amen, when they hear the sound, amen, as it came in, and to fill the whole house where they were sitting there, amen, to appear unto them in cloven tongues like as a fire. Praise God. You confess to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we see here today, praise the Lord. Amen. That you got to go out there. Amen. Don't sit down. All right. Don't sit down. Praise God. Don't you sit down on God. Amen. Get up and tell somebody. Tell your sister. Tell your brother. Tell your friends. Amen. Amen. And, you know, and if they don't want to hear you, say next. Say next. Who's next? Amen. Amen. I say, amen. Somebody, you ain't got to wrestle with nobody. Just say next. They say, well, I don't believe all that. So well, next, let's go somewhere else. Amen. Because God didn't want you to go around there and wrestle with nobody. You know, you tell them the truth. Because sooner or later, they're going to find out, say, well, that preacher was telling me the truth. Praise God. And that's what people don't understand. You got to tell the truth to these people. You got to let them know that they need to go down in Jesus. They need to hear the word of God. If they don't want to hear you, praise God, you say next. Amen. Who's next? Amen. That's what it is. But God has given us power to go out there to witness, praise God. Don't sit down on Jesus, praise God. That's why the world is in such a big bad shape now. And everybody, amen, they confess, they call themselves possessing Jesus and confessing him, but they ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing what they should be doing, telling the people about Christ. Amen. Telling people that they need to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we say, even believers, everybody say, a lot of people say they believe. And I say, you believe in Jesus? Yeah, I believe in Jesus. I say, do you have the Holy Ghost? No. Yeah, they say, well, what are you talking about? What's that? They'll say, what's that? Because these young generations don't know much about that, because a lot of the old generation has died out. All right, so but these people don't understand that, you know, they need the Holy Ghost to lead and guide them and to show them the way, and they need Christ within them. Amen. And you know something, the Holy Ghost. All right, let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost will give you that power, that zeal to go on, amen, and go on. And don't get mad because people don't receive you. Now, I don't get mad because people don't receive you. I ain't going to argue with them. I ain't going to fuss with them. I'm going to just say you need to be saved. Amen. And God loves you. And I just tell them, say, they need it. Amen. And how you do that, praise God, you tell them, say, do you believe? You know, I got a thing that I use all the time. Have you seen, have you heard, and have you read? Have you seen? Have you heard, and have you read? Amen. Did somebody tell you about Jesus? Amen. Have you heard about the goodness of Jesus Christ? Amen. Have you heard that God loves you? Amen. And those are great things that you could say to people and let them know. And let them know that, you know, get them to talking about Christ a lot of times. Amen. So we see, praise God. Have you heard about the goodness of Christ, what he's done for you, he could do for, what he's done for me, he can do for you? Have you believed in him? Amen. Have you believed on his shed blood? And a lot of people say, yeah. But you know the funniest thing about that sometimes, amen, I ask a person, say, because you know when you go there and ask a person, say, what church you been to, go to? Either they'll tell you, I go to Saint this, Saint that, Saint this, and a new mount this and a new mount that, a new whatever they say. I say, well, when the last time you been? Then I say, who's the pastor name? What do you preach about Sunday? Or they get all crossed up. Then they don't know what's going. They say, I don't know. You know, I say now look. Come on now. Some people, you know, they say they go. You know what's the funniest thing, though? Some people say, all right, you know, you ask a person, what church you go to? But they say, well, I went to that church down on the corner or down there. And guess what? They just went with the cousin or the sister, but they ain't no member of it. But they still claim that they're a member. And that's the pastor. And the man say, and the pastor will say, well, who is this person? You think about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just having fun in Jesus. Amen. But I'm letting you know today, friend, the church need to get active. Amen. You know, be a walking witness. Be a soldier for Jesus Christ. Amen. Be a walking witness and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. I'm calling for the whole church. If you call yourself a church, that everyone name the name of Jesus Christ apart from iniquity and go out there and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you that Jesus, amen, is the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He could change your life. Amen. If you got a cheating wife, a cheating spouse, get them to a church and talk about Jesus. Talk to that pastor. Amen. You know why so many people get a divorce? They don't want to talk to nobody. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know, there's safety in the multitude of counsel. That's what the scripture tells us. So, but what happened, I'm telling you, if we get out there and let people know that Jesus is there for them, all they got to do is believe in and trust in and don't be ashamed of Christ. I'm not, because he done so much for me. Oh, man, look, my marriage was saved. I got saved. My wife got saved. So much great things God has done for us. Amen. But he is my hope. Amen. He's the hope of glory, praise God. Jesus is my hope, praise God. So we see, I'm looking toward that blessed hope. Amen. The day's scripture, amen. The day's subject, the greater hope. Amen. Where is your greater hope? Who are you hoping in? Amen. Sometimes things are false hope. No matter what you accumulate around here, let's say, amen. No matter what you accumulate here, praise the Lord, you see this here. A lot of people don't understand, no matter what you accumulate, all right, it's going to be gone. You're going to die and leave this stuff here. Nobody died and they buried a home with them. Very few people died. They had one guy buried in his Cadillac, but, for good as that, But the thing is, when the spirit came out, it's a separation. Death is a separation from the spirit and the body, from the body. So we see here, what's going to happen? You can't leave your money, all the money you accumulate, you might leave it to your children, but even the children going to die soon. So you think about it. And, God dwelled in eternity, all right? And he dwelled in infinity. He's an infinite God. He's in, and you think about it, God does that. God dwells in eternity. Well, friend, I just only got a few minutes, so I'm going to let you know. We're located here in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Tampa, Florida. My name is Elder Braxton, Ernest Braxton, Elder Braxton. You can hit me up on Facebook, praise God. And, if you want to be a friend of mine, just hook up on it. Amen. And we see here today under the Elder Braxton, all right, we here. So we see here, amen, that you must come to Jesus Christ. We're in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Tampa, Florida. And Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bible way. Hallelujah. Church of God, the Bible way. With Adrian M. Shaw, amen, is the bishop and pastor there. Amen. I'm the elder there. Amen. So letting you know that you need to come and let God bless your soul. Praise God. Amen. We had 4711 North 22nd Street, right on the corner of Oswald and 22nd. Our zip code is 33610. Praise God. Our zip code is 33610. Praise the Lord. So we're letting you know that God loves you and he cares for your soul. Amen. So you can hit us up and call us, if you wanted to call, praise God, and let God bless you. My phone number, I can give you my phone number, if you want to call me sometime. Amen. Talk about Jesus. Amen. It's 813-43-2840. Amen. 813-43-2840. Amen. And you can talk to me, if you wanted to. Praise God. I don't usually do that. But, I'm letting you know that you must come to Christ while you got an opportunity to come. Praise God. And we pick people up for church over here. We believe in doing it right. And so come on out and visit us right there on Oswald and 22nd here in Tampa, Florida. And then that we love you. We care about your soul and let you know that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. And know that he is able to heal you, keep you, and bless you even right now today because he shed his precious blood for you. Amen. And his life in the blood. And Jesus shed that precious blood and took that name, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. So we see here today, He is God in flesh. And we love you. We care about you. But now, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus, for everybody. Thank you, Heavenly Father, who was in Christ, Lord. We thank you today for the people out there. We pray for those that are sick, those that are having hard times, having problems. We pray for those that are having family problems, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that to keep the family together. Oh, keep the family together. God, we ask that you touch right now. In Jesus' name, amen. I've been married for 46 years. Amen. And, you know, hey, it ain't easy, but the thing is, you got to commit and make sure that you tell each other that you love each other every day. Amen. You know, and hug and touch. And if you marry, hug and touch a woman. And man, you, a woman, you do something, hug and touch your husband. Amen. And tell them that I love you, in spite of all things. I do love you. That's it. Amen. We thank and praise God for all of it today. Amen. And I got to go, praise God, and give us a call. Amen. Look us up. Amen. And we thank and praise God for you all today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So we're on Block Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Bowery. Amen. So I want you to come. Thank God for you. And we know that we love you. And we care about you. And wants to see you saved. Give an honor to everybody out there that's preaching and standing steadfast in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.